Like we got a good crowd here today. Please, just a friendly reminder, when y'all got something to say, please state your name. Come to the podium and state your name and everything so we can have it on record. Mark, you want to lead us off?
Our most kind, gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask to forgive you. We fall short, Lord. Lord, we ask you to be with us today as we're doing this county business and everything we do be in accordance with your will. We say this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I need approval of the minutes.
Motion.
Got a motion by David.
Second.
Second by Daniel. All in favor?
Aye.
Good. Need approval of the vouchers.
You've got to do each one of these.
Huh?
You have to do each one of these for the, you got board minutes for 5-2 and then the workshop. I'm sorry.
You've got three things listed under there.
Approval of the workshop.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Mark, second by David, all in favor?
Aye.
Need a motion on the, regular Board of County Courts meeting the, on the 5-2-24.
Motion.
Second.
By David. Daniel second that? Second by Daniel. All in favor? Carried. The regular Board of County Commissioners meeting 5-16-24.
Motion.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Daniel. All in favor?
Aye.
Now the vouchers.
Motion.
Motion by Mark. Second by David. All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Carried. Any constitutional officers here like to speak? All right. Need a motion to go into public here?
Motion.
Motion by Daniel. Second by David. All in favor?
Petition by Christopher A-N-M-A-H, requesting a special exception be granted as provided in section 4.3.5 special regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in ESA zoning district in accordance with a petition dated 4-19-2024 located on the property as described as follows. Beach County parcel number 24-01-13-00-4417-06-00. 23 Northeast, 796 Lane, Old Town, Florida, 80. This commission district 1, Judy Stevenson, was tabled at the previous meeting. The issue was resolved on the egress to the property. We have no opposition recorded.
I need someone to make a motion.
Motion to approve.
Got a motion by Daniel.
Second.
Second by Mark. Any discussion? Is there anybody on the phone? Anybody here got anything?
All in
favor?
Uh-huh.
Motion carries.
Motion to go back in the morning.
Got a motion?
Second.
Take it by David. All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Carries.
Resolution 2024-40.
Motion.
Motion by Daniel.
Second.
Second by Mark. All in favor?
Aye.
Period.
Now, the next meeting, you'll have more permits pushing back. And we just have too much work, and we push them back to the next meeting.
How are we coming on the computer? I know we've been getting a lot of people with 911 addresses, trying to get them through in a timely manner.
No, it wasn't necessarily... we had 911 down for an update.
Okay.
And then,
I know it was facing some issue with updating the computer or something.
But we got that resolved, and they've been cleared back out of the system. We've got some updates coming to some of our programs within the department, and we try to streamline everything we can. have a graph that I put together for you at the next commission meeting, and I'm kind of reflecting some of that. We're fixing to open up another program for contractors to be able to upload some more of their own stuff. They'll take some of the pressure off of the front counter staff.
Good deal. Thank you. Miss Susan Haynes.
Good morning, Commissioners. I'm Susan Haynes. I'm the third vice president of the AMVETS Auxiliary 422 in Fanning Springs. And I'm here today to make a presentation to the first responders of Dixie County. In September and October, our project was first responders, and it gives us great pleasure to be able to have made a donation to Dixie County and to Levy County for the first responders to use, basically for your public safety department to use as needed. I do have a check here in the amount of $300 that I would like to present. I also would like to add that in September, AMVET Post 422 does a state dinner for the first responders. That's public safety and law enforcement. Notice will be coming closer to that time. We would really like to have as much participation as possible. It's our way of showing appreciation for the work they do for all of us in the counties. So,
and we appreciate y'all. It's very seldom we get people bringing us money.
I understand totally. I work.
Spread the word. Spread the word.
I worked for Levy County for 27 years. Believe me, our commissioners loved it. Who would like the check?
Darren, you want to come here, Commissioner?
Mm-hmm. I like
the check. Okay. Levy County, I knew who to ask. On behalf of AMVET Auxiliary.
And Ms. Haynes and Chief, can I get y'all right here?
Okay.
We really do appreciate you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, all right.
Everybody's happy. We're doing 3, 2, 1 more. Happy Chief. We got it.
Thank you. You're very welcome. We hope to see you next year.
Thank you, ma'am.
Got a revolt about all of them?
I'm here for my 3 minutes, right? 2 minutes.
If you bring your money, you can talk as long as you want to.
Okay, we can do that. Well, I say that. We've been 13 years in our community and never received a penny from our county until this last year. We're excited about it. And that's why I'm here, is to tell you what we're doing with it. That budget, that money that was awarded was the Dixie County State Opioid Abatement Dollars. And we received some of it, and our EMS received some of it. So we want you to know what we're doing with it. So the very first thing you've seen, Ms. Sheila's talked about the DETERA, which is a what you dispose of your prescription, right? The state used to ask us, as citizens of the state, to dispose of those where? In our...
That's right.
That's what you call it?
Solid
waste. Yeah, that's right. So what they're telling us now, though, they're seeing this in the fish, in the water, all over the United States, really, and so they're beginning to study it. So the very first thing that state asked us to do with this money was to purchase the TERA, and we purchased 5,000 bags of it. You might say, oh, that's a lot. It is a lot. But let me tell you what we've already done in the month of May. We distributed a total of 575. Now, actually, we have distributed thousands of these bags, probably up to 4,000, just by ordering them. And these were supplied to us in years past by the Community Coalition Alliance, which is an organization that we're a part of, and they help us do our work. Narcan, I thought I was telling you something about that. We distributed 83 Narcan in our community. Okay. So Ms. Sheila and a team, also what they're doing this morning, the reason she's not here, is we decided this year that we would go into our target communities and spend some time there. And so they left this morning at 8:30. They headed over to Bobo Lane, which Bobo Lane is no longer called that. It's called Harmony. Right. Some of you know that. And so she took a team with her of two peer support specialists. Those are people from our community. They're in recovery. They have lived experience. And one of them is state certified and one is regionally trained. Also, we had First Baptist Church of Cross City come to us. Pastor Ed Eldridge and his new youth pastor. His name is Goran Reddick. And man alive, he is a prayer warrior. So they reached out to us, said, we want to go with you when you go into the community. And guess what we said? All right. Yeah. Because who changes community?
We do.
No, we do. People do. Not money. Money's great. I like money. I like money. We need money. But people change communities. So there was a team of them, three women, one man, which I like, has gone in. They'll stay in that community until about 2:30 this afternoon. Real briefly, I know people ask questions all the time about what the coalition does. Well, one of the things that we do is we are very well trained. We've been two times nationally trained. And what you're looking at right here are seven strategies for community change. And we use all of them. Okay? I should have brought you a copy of what this is because it's amazing. You know, if you have no plan, what is it?
If you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
That's right. Thank you. I'm glad you're here. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. For the Dixie County Anti-Drug Coalition, the Dixie County Rise Up for Recovery, we do not fail to plan. We do not plan to fail. And we're going to be sustainable. So thank you, thank you, thank you. That's it. This is what we have, the Tira, out here. Please pick up one or two or three. They're easy to use. And also the information about what I shared with you about how prescriptions get into the water system. That's a big deal. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for all y'all do.
Any questions?
Yes.
Can you please come to the podium and state your name and all, please?
Oh, I have to get up.
Yes, ma'am.
Receptacle for even aspirin, anything. You don't even have to be a regular person at Walgreens. Just go into the pharmacy. There's a big box out front. You put them in, if you're in Cleveland. But what happens to the bag? You can take them right into your garbage can. They go into the landfill. There's a cold, COAL substance in here. You open it up, put your prescription drugs in there. Now, will not take like antacids or those kind of things that bubble and sieve, but anything else, put it right in here.
You open your pill bottle,
pour
it right
in here. You don't want to put your pill bottle in here.
That stuff's supposed to neutralize all that stuff.
Give it a shake and, that was a good question. Did you hear what she said? She brought you some good information.
That there are places where you can take the prescription drug, and let's do it.
I don't think we have her name, though.
You did? K-R-I-S-S-A, Campbell.
Thank you, dear.
Morning, board.
Morning, sir.
All right. We currently have 928 active accounts. We went up by four. And some of the rebuilding is going well. Unfortunately, FEMA has denied replacing the lift station control panel and moving the station across 349 to Sawney Water and Sewer District property. But I have a backup of going to Florida Rural Water Association. We are working on a $1.2 million grant to do this move and replace the panel. At our last board meeting, we are in the process of renaming our employee handbook to Employee Policy and Procedure Manual, which will mirror the counties. We're also working on standard operating procedures. Our audit is still an ongoing process. Unfortunately, it is due by the end of this month. But the auditor's office has apparently had many bouts of COVID, so they closed for time periods, and it's kind of pushed them behind. They have had our audit since February. It was actually ready for them to pick up last October, so we're going to have a board discussion about this auditor. I did a water audit from January 1st to April 30th. We have pumped out 13,500 gallons of water, but we've only billed for 5,800,000. That was the difference of about 7-point-something-million gallons. Most of it has been identified as bad meters. When FEMA came through, they identified 400 bad meters. The board finally agreed we purchased those 400 meters since FEMA kind of passed back, so we just received those. And after we get all the grinder pumps put in, we'll be addressing that situation. So part of that audit was the old meters, basically 8605, which is the minimum charge. On all the new meters that we have in the ground, they're at $92. So there was a big difference just on the I think we have 110 in the ground. They average at $92. And that's it. Any questions?
Yeah, I've just got a statement more than a question. Down there in Suwannee, Steve and his staff, Ben in particular, it seemed like Ben's always there for us. And anytime I call Steve to keep him running huts down there for a little pothole or Tim down there to push down dumpsters, just we appreciate y'all's working effort with us, and it don't go unnoticed. Thank y'all.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for all you do. Greg?
Good morning.
Let's
start with the ESC, the County of City bids for that project. There were two bids. One was Gray Construction, the other was Scorpio. Gray Construction was the lesser of the two bids. Their bid was $3,736,252. The budget that the county asked for that is $3,261,000. My recommendation to the board is to table that for the time being. We've talked to the contractor for doing some cost savings to get that back down to the budget level that the county has. Along those lines, one of the items or a couple of the items that I would like to ask the board would the county be willing to provide the lime rock? The contract would still do all the work out there, but just provide the material and also provide the dirt. That would save on the construction of about $40,000 right there. And that material.
Stevie, we got the material for that?
I'd like for us to look at cost savings before that, because
yeah,
we have a heck of a time keeping roads with lime rock on them.
We're looking at we got other items too.
I'd be more willing to do it as long as we've got materials and we can keep up with the roads too.
Right. I understand.
That's the reason I'm looking at my. He's going the other way.
We're working on that. There are other items as well. There were some other items that weren't necessarily requirements, but something that it'd be great to have if you had the money. But if you don't have the money, cut some of those other items out. Okay.
We get a little bit closer. We'll get it figured out.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So we're still working with the contractor on that, and we can get there. It's just got to figure out what that is.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Uh, The Old Town Fire Station, the slab is scheduled to be poured the week of June 17th. The building itself is scheduled for delivery this week, so that work continuing there. The CDBG project here in Clutchtown, 95th and 97th, we're waiting on the final on the environmental review. As soon as that gets in, we'll be ready to advertise. Right now, we're anticipating in July we'll be advertised, so the project's there. Halchairs Road, DOT has approved authorization to advertise for that. We sent the package to Paul's office for advertisement. And then the Sheriff's Evidence Building, we're on our latest revision to the floor plan. Any comments on it? So we're still trying to get that ironed out. So that's all I have, unless y'all have something for me.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
John?
I don't have anything much to
say. Appreciate you. Ms. Cindy?
Okay, as May 31st, we have 7,531 patrons. This is up with after a glitch in the Pentagon that brought down 5,000 more. We're going to go back up to the 7,500. We have a D-Day program today. It starts at 12:30 here in conference room. Craig Hanley did one for us for Memorial Day. It was like really nice to do work for D-Day. And yesterday, we needed about 3 more air conditioners in our conference room. We had 99 kids in there and 71 adults. And next week we have the dental carousel signature therapy courses that come in. Oh yeah, very popular. Kids get to touch a little horse, so if you have an opportunity, come on down. No talk. Be prepared to be taught. You know what time to keep it cool. That was just for the kids' program yesterday. While all that was going on, we still have other people coming in, and every Wednesday morning, we have ladies who come in to help people with their Medicare questions and changes that come about. She has saved people who are counting thousands of dollars, thousands and thousands. She is awesome. Sometimes they need more than just Medicare help, and she steps up and does that thing. So we are blessed to have somebody who knows her and helps. Can answer the question. That's all I need to say, y'all. Do you have any questions for me?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Steve? Stevie? Only thing I got is I want, like I mentioned, when we get together, and let's get out there and get them camper sites labeled and numbered where we can get them set up, where we can start getting them reserved and move forward with that project. And appreciate you on getting on them limbs and taking care of that other stuff. Thank you, sir. Dwayne, he ain't even here with us no more. We need to remove him. He don't even work for us no more, does he? Tim?
I don't have nothing.
Let
y'all have something for me.
No, sure. Leon. He got up with a book. Uh-oh.
I do want to recap. We've had several phone calls put in with the state. I know some of you already are aware of that. And J.P. Shaw's office is working on this. And to kind of recap what has happened is you had FEMA verbiage end up in the building code. And it would have been higher standards. They should have went into your county ordinances, but instead they put it into your building code. I understand why they did. It's because you don't have to ask anybody to adopt these items, and it's their agenda. You got put through a TAC committee. A committee recommends to a board who governs the building code, and they blindly accepted it just because it was FEMA. The heartburn in the equation is that they've added a square footage limitation, and my argument has always been that the building code was never written to restrict you in the size of the building that you could build, but to prevent forces applied to it. So don't get me wrong, we have some future conversations about this, and I think we need it. You know, this is not this isn't where this goes. This is should have been put somewhere else. And they tried to do this before, and it was blocked, but this time it managed to get through. I spoke to you earlier about the contractor portal that we're going to be opening up. Currently, right now, if somebody has to renew their license, they submit all the information, they have to send it into the office, and then our staff has to load it all into the system. We're going to unlock it so the contractors can load it all in themselves and help take some of the backlog off of the staff at the counter. We did receive the permit package yesterday for the new dollar store going out on the old Higginbottom location. And there was some back and forth on what size that store was going to be. It will be a mini market. And so it should be interesting. And you know, I know a lot of people, they make comments about, you know, dollar store this and that. But this is a $1 million store. And so I applaud them for investing into the community and making things nicer. Do you have any questions for me?
Thank you. Thank you. Dottie?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Ben Baldwin is going to take care of a situation with his mother. He just asked me to present to the board on his behalf approval to apply for an upgrading mapping solution for 911 in the amount of $40,640 for first year grant startup. The grant that he is seeking to be able to upgrade some of the mapping
systems. Need a motion on that?
Buzz.
A motion by David?
Second.
Second by Mark. Any discussion? All in favor?
Carried.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Darren?
Seen this morning or spoke to this morning. I have about four things here. First is the HMGP. Tomorrow we're in the process of submitting ours today. And of course, she was prepared to submit theirs as well. We met with them yesterday. Our project will include raising the road from Swanee, which y'all had asked for. Seawall upgrades, 40 miles of canal clean out in the old town Hamlet area, communications upgrade for the county. Generator at the courthouse, a generator at the jail, and the town of Horseshoe Beach was requested right at $5 million to raise homes and buy out homes. That is going to put us over the percentage of money that was allotted, but there is generally more money coming. So we'll see where that goes. We'll be providing that.
How much shortfall are we going to be on the say if we don't get some more coming?
About $5 million.
I hope it's coming.
So that is in the process. The deadline is tomorrow at midnight. We'll have those submitted. I think the chief's ready to submit ours today. I'm pretty sure we'll submit theirs as well. We just have to get the letter. We have that today. We got kind of through it last night. But that's in the works. That's moving. It's still well within the time frame. We have funding from the previous allotment of money for the other two fire stations. I know Mr. Bailey and them are working diligently to get the cost down on this EOC station. This is a critical facility for us. And I don't have an extra $500,000. We only had two companies bid on this, which was a little depressing in my world. I hoped that there would be more interest. The number was con- considerably excessive compared to the last station four, although there is a little more to the building, and it is a little different construction. It was a lot more money. We were only allotted $3.7 million 2 years ago, and the bid comes in more than what we were allotted total to include them. So we have to do something to get those numbers down. That's what he was talking about with the rock. There's some other things that we're working on to see where we can get to. But I would hate to have to turn back $3.7 million or $3.1 million to the state. So we'll see where we go from there. We still have a year to get this done, but we are becoming critical on a timeline, and we're moving. So, and Mr. Bailey and them are working diligently. We've been in contact every day. They're working diligently to get that number with the contractor to that. I'll go ask them about that before I quit. So we'll see where we get to in a few weeks. At worst, it may be that we have to re-advertise, but I don't know if we'll get any of these. Some of the construction companies are tied up with their bonds. They can only do so much work. So they could bid on it. Maybe if those things change, I hope we don't have to get to that point. I hope we can figure this out for me because the time frame is becoming critical. The other two stations that we have is the one outside of Horseshoe Beach and rebuilding our living area in the first district. Bailey has told me that he is pretty confident that providing we get the land for the Horseshoe Station at a reasonable price, that we can not only rebuild the living area at Station 3, but actually build a new fire station up there. We have a parcel of land there that is available. The owner is interested in selling. He's not giving us a price yet. But we can't move on if we get the Horseshoe property. We have to be within 5 miles of Horseshoe without being detrimental to their ability to provide insurance. And we've spoken with every landowner between Horseshoe Beach, the surge zone where we have to be, and the five-mile mark, and nobody wants to sell land. We have found two parcels outside of that 5 miles. We've pushed most of the town out of the 5 mile area. There are ways around that by adding another truck in the town, which we have to evacuate during storms, which is what we're trying to avoid. But we can work around that if it comes to that. One of those parcels, a gentleman is interested in selling 5 acres. It has some flood zone on it. He's given us a number for that I won't have publicly at this time. But if you want it, I'll give it to you privately, but right now I don't think it's the proper time. I received a phone call last night for another 10 acres that is almost directly across the road, and it was at a more reasonable price, and I think it was actually a little higher, but we've not researched the flood zone. During the meeting late yesterday afternoon, actually with Horseshoe, we received a text from Mr. Jimmy Butler, who's been helping us with the timber company outside of Horseshoe, that Horseshoe actually got some land from. And we've been reaching out to them because that's the ideal location, and they have not talked to us very much. But they told Mr. Butler about a month and a half ago that they would consider it with some questions, and yesterday during that meeting they sent the questions. So I replied to him by email, and I will be making a phone call to the timber manager today. Keep your fingers crossed, pray, cross your toes, and anything else you can cross that they give us a good word on 5 acres. So that is the ideal spot for not only the town of Horseshoe Beach, but all of our residents all the way out to Beargrass. It covers everybody in that 5 mile zone and some down Bowlegs to some of those homes. I'm not sure just how far we'll get there. But all of that around Butler Road, Butler Cemetery Road, all of that would then be covered in that 5 miles. If we go further toward Horseshoe, we lose some of that. If we come further out from the 5 mile mark, we lose on Horseshoe. So it's a pretty critical area there. But hopefully within the next week or two, we can do something. With that being said, if we get that, then Mr. Bailey and I and my chiefs and board and Mr. Gaines will have some more discussion on the other station, and hopefully we'll be able to build another new station up there. That is our plans, but it does depend on the funding. With that being said, we have the money in the bank for both of these buildings. We know we're going to have to do a design for the Horseshoe Beach station as a fire station. It is our intent to try to build them pretty much identical. So in the event the other station up in the first district comes to light as a full station, we will be able to use the blueprints for both. My question or proposal to the board, I guess question to the board, Bailey and them, they are our county engineer, one of our county engineers. They have the architectural engineering capability. I don't know if the market has that. I think that's okay. That was some of the issue that why we did not use them originally on the first two stations. So if the board would choose to use Mr. Bailey and them again on these other two stations, we could, with your approval, go ahead and have them start the design of these facilities. If it turns out that we can only modify the Station 3, then we would have to do a separate design, but that would be something we would have to move forward with as well. They, I'm sure, would be prepared to do both. He's assured me they're able to do both. The time frame is much less than these other two stations. It's only 2 years instead of three. And we're 3 months into that trying to buy land. So, and the land buying is going to be a process as well. Mr. Butler has agreed to, at his cost and no cost to the county, to provide the contractual stuff for that land purchase in Horseshoe. But I need to know where the board is, if you would choose to move forward with Mr. Bailey, or if you would rather us advertise, or if you would rather wait and give me an answer later for engineering services.
Does it have to be advertised?
If we use our county staff engineer, that's where we were at last time, trying to save some time, we went ahead and gave an answer for that 30 or 60 day advertisement. So
he's under contract. As long as it's under the amount, Mr. Gregg knows bounty is, I'm assuming they've discussed that.
I ain't got a problem. I don't have a problem with it either. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have a vote by the board to move forward with Mr. Bailey designing stations 3 and 6.
Motion.
Motion by Daniel, second by David. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carried.
Thank you, gentlemen. That will speed up the process, and I couldn't move without that direction. I didn't want to bring it to you until we had some idea of when. And that may still change, but right now that's where we are. The only other two things I have next week, myself and Chief Ferguson will be traveling to somewhere down by Miami, I don't even know where, for the state EMS meetings. We'll be down there all week. There's some community paramedicine stuff that is going on that we've been requested to go with our department for. This is bringing that up earlier and talked about those funds with the opioid money. I will tell you where I'm going for it. Allison, our community paramedic. Seen 1,097, had 1,097 reports last year by herself. Mm-hmm. Our money is funding that program. So I think that's probably enough explanation on that one. And the only other thing I have, gentlemen, is the situation that I have brought to you numerous times about medical care within this community. We all know that we are very limited in that respect. We have no hospitals. We only have, I think, three doctor's offices, one of which is North Florida Medical, which is our FQHC. Federally Qualified Health Care Center, which receives federal funds to take care of our indigent, uninsured personnel, our people, citizens in this community. We have an office in Gainesville, in Old Town, through Shams, and we have another private practice here in town. That's pretty much the extent of our medical coverage. I have been ruffling feathers. I've been to Tallahassee. I've met with the folks that are over the FQHC. I have talked to Ms. Kamek. I have talked to everybody else, the Department of Health, and everybody else. I don't care who gets the business. I don't care who makes the money. I just need more health care in this community. Tomorrow morning, we have a meeting with the Department of Health. I'm not sure where that will go for our health department situations and some contractual stuff there. We have another meeting scheduled the 19th with the SQHC Center and Palms Medical. They wanted to meet with us. I don't know where that's going. We don't know. But we are steadily digging. If anybody wants to build a hospital, I'm game. I know where some property is. If you want to build a medical facility, bring doctors. We can take it. But I just wanted the board to know that I have not, even though it was 2.5 years ago, 2 years ago that we met with them, I have not forgotten that, and I have not stopped looking for that and for any options. I have no dog in this fight except to reduce my call load and provide better care for the citizens of this community. So it is moving, gentlemen. I may have to come to you at some point for your opinions on providers that may want to come here or may not, and we'll reach that when we get there. Does the board have anything else in mind?
That explains my this morning text about the ruffling feathers, and my tomorrow meeting, it explains that.
I don't think she's real unhappy about that.
Well, either way, that explains a little bit there. But I would like to go back to the submittal of the HMDP project list. We submitted $17 million, roughly, round numbers.
Yes,
sir. For Dixie County, is what Scott submitted, and for Horseshoe's going to submit some too. It's $10 million.
Yes, sir.
So that's roughly $7 million of unfunded projects. We, as a county, Scott, you, Board of County Commissioners, Paul, does not prioritize and who gets the money and who don't get the money. Is that correct or incorrect?
It is correct and incorrect. The board, the county, has the, well, to me, Mitigation Committee that meets, mm-hmm. and they lay out the ranking for those projects, any projects that the board has.
To the state, right?
Yes, sir. That all goes to the state. We've met a couple of times since this has come about. We met a few weeks ago. I forget the date. The entire committee met, and they had all of these projects and others, and they were ranked. All of our projects that the county is submitting were ranked in the higher area of that. Horseshoes project was ranked lower because it affected only 40 individual citizens, or I say 40, it's probably more than that, I forget how many, but it was individual citizens, whereas most of the county projects affected large portions of the entire community of this county. So with those rankings, in that respect, yes, sir, we do rank them. Once these projects are turned in, the state and their HMGP committees and boards and groups will then rank those projects that are turned in, and they will make the final decisions. We will have to submit letters. Chief Joyner is the chairman of that committee. He has to submit a letter for each project that is submitted to the state. In those letters, we will be laying out that ranking system that was put forth by the committee in this community, and that will have impact on the scoring, but it will not totally affect that. A lot of it will depend on how viable the project is,
right.
how many people it affects throughout the entire area of coverage. There's a lot of factors that go into it, but no, sir, we don't make the final decision, but yes, sir, our input does have impact.
But as it should, honestly,
yes,
at the end of the day, and that's horse, you should too. But at the end of the day, we don't have the final decision because there's going to be $7 million shortfall.
Yes,
sir. We all know that.
And
right, Scott?
Yes. Now, there is different pots of money, different tiers. So I'm going to use Gilchrist for example. Some of their projects they're looking at doesn't meet their full funding, so that goes back into another pot.
Is that about $3 million?
No, it's about $1.5 million.
Okay.
Somewhere near that he spoke to. But any which way, when that comes down to it, it goes, if that money's open for anybody in the
for
state
anybody
to apply
for. State.
That's right. Called Tier 2 and Tier 3 funding. And with that, Miami-Dade, your Orange Counties, your Jacksonvilles and all that have free access. They have shovel-ready projects. They can jump on that money and go with it.
Right. That's the part I want to make real clear is that we do our due diligence, as Judy's favorite word is. Horseshoe does theirs, and we rank them. Y'all rank y'all's, right? And we turn our legwork into them, and they make the decision.
Yes, sir.
Just because we put seawall in Swanee, I'm going to use Swanee because it's my district, and roads in Swanee does not mean that we're getting a seawall,
no,
we're paving roads. That does not mean that.
Any of the projects submitted can be denied at any time if it doesn't meet their requirements.
Exactly right. And that's what I wanted very clear across the board with this program.
That's stuff that we don't know. We just have to hope. We're hoping that all of our projects are funded, of course,
yeah.
and we're hoping that there will be additional funds that are put forth to fund the excess amount, shall we
right.
say, above what we know that we've been allotted. So you don't want to turn in less than what you've allotted if you have projects, because there likely will be Tier 2, Tier 3 monies, and most likely Orange County will not get all of it since we were affected. So we want projects sitting there that can be funded. And even in the Horseshoe situation, they have quite a few residents in that list, or parcels, I should say, and the state may choose to fund this one and not that one.
Right.
So those dollars may go down, but they also have additional parcels there to pick up that slack. So we don't know where those numbers fall either. This is just where we're at recommended right now. But yes, once it leaves here, it's totally out of our hands. The only thing we have is the work we put in, of course, and the recommendation letters based on the mitigation committee's which does weigh heavily within the state.
But you said a key word. State could choose.
Yes, sir. The state makes these answers. We sit back now and await an answer, and they say yes or no, and we don't know. And I'll give you a prime example. We put in for this fire station in the first district through mitigation funds, and we were denied. There were reasons that we were denied. We were not happy about it. We felt like we had not been given the right information. But at the end of the day, the state said no, so we were not awarded that at that time during that pot of money. So we reapplied under these funds and were approved. So the state does have that final authority. It's not us. Anything else, Jim?
I don't know.
Jim,
thank you.
Just real quick, if I can add to that, the county's money, I say the county's money, the money that was allocated to the county and what we applied for, the county itself only applied for like $12.2 million. The other almost $5 million is coming from the city of Horseshoe on that side. So I don't want you to think that the county put in for $17 million and then you've got the $5 million coming out of Horseshoe at request from Horseshoe too. We, our projects cumulative accounted for $12 million.
But
some of those projects will, if the money does, if no extra money comes available, that one or two of those projects will be cut to make the $10.1 million that was originally under the 60-day allocation was given to the county. Now with that and all the projects that come in, that money, that account does go up, but we have to go by what we were told in the notice of funding, which was in 10.179, I think, if you want to get the exact numbers.
Thank you. Back up a little bit, Ms. Kay. Have you got something you'd like to see you on here about you?
Thank you. Left off the time of agenda, but I do have one to double check with you all. I want to send out a press release for your permission on the overnight license. It will say, as a response to Dixie County residents' concerns, the Board of County Commissioners passed an ordinance to require all individuals to provide short-term overnight rentals to obtain a county license. The purpose of this license is to help protect our neighbors, the county, the visitors, and the owners of the property. As of June 1st, this ordinance is now active. The county is sending out letters to some of the rentals that are listed on public rental sites, but even if you do not receive a letter, and you provide overnight accommodations, you are now required to have both a state and county license plus a state of Florida sales tax ID number. The county license includes a self-inspection, confirms knowledge of noise and parking regulations, and it gives the county agencies a local contact in case of a problem or emergency. In return, each license holder will receive a free listing on the Visit Dixie website. The annual cost of this county license is $200. To learn more about the license, go to dixiecounty.us and look under Community Programs. There are also copies of the Dixie County Tax Collector at the Dixie County Tax Collector's Office. Please feel free to email us at rentallicense@dixiecounty.us. So I didn't know if I needed to get how you. It was okay for me to. Everything sounds good in that.
Well, it's passed. I mean.
Yeah, the ordinance passed.
Oh, ordinance passed. It's public information.
That was really good.
All right. So anyway, that'll be going out in the paper and on a lot of different social media sites and such. And also a quick reminder that scallop season starts a week from this Saturday on June 15th. And in case you didn't know it, our area from Taylor County down through the Suwannee River is the first area to be able to open the scallop season. So that really helped us out a lot. So be sure to go enjoy the scallop season and welcome our visitors so that they can help our economy.
Thank,
thank
you.
You.
Thank you, ma'am.
Stay over here. Ms. Holly? Angie, you got anything?
I have you
think
myself have something for me.
Mr. Paul.
Mr. Board, if you will turn to the county manager's report, we have several items for action today. We will start off with action item number one. We request board approval to move forward with the sale of the property located at 255 Southeast 917th Street in Old Town. Parcel 36101355001300050 to the highest bidder being Heather Davis Revocable Trust in the amount of $2,500, and that is a parcel that we put up to still do it in Swan Garden.
Need a motion?
Motion.
A motion by Daniel.
Second.
Second by Mark. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carried.
And the next one is also a parcel that was put out for sealed bids in 20 gardens. We request board approval to move forward with the sale of the property located at 243 Southeast 914th Street in Old Town, Florida, to the highest bidder of Heather Baylor in the amount of $2,500.
Motion. A motion by David.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Number three, we request board approval for the SHIP rehab reimbursement for Leticia Hernandez in the amount of $20,289.55.
Motion. A motion by David.
Second.
Second by Mark. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Number four, request board approval for the SHIP release of lien for Deborah Jones in the amount of $12,500.
Motion.
Motion for David.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
And number five, request board approval for the SHIP down payment assistance for Jessica Mathis in the amount of $25,000.
Motion.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Any discussion?
Mark.
All in favor?
Mark.
Motion second by Mark. That's the discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Well, you haven't been saying nothing, so I'm glad you spoke up.
Five of the four of the six. Listen to me.
Six, if you request. Board approval to accept the fiscal year 2024-2025 detailed work plan for the Makita Anthropod Control to submit for reimbursement program.
Motion.
Motion by David. Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor? I'm going to get my hearing aids fixed. If I ain't looking that way and don't see, I'm out of gas.
Number seven is to request board approval to accept the fiscal year 2024-2025 operational work plan for mosquito control to submit for reimbursement.
Motion.
Motion by David.
Second.
Got it. Second by Daniel. There we go. Any discussion? All in favor?
And number eight is to request board approval to advertise and accept steel bids for Northeast 82nd Avenue from Northeast 592nd Street to State Road 55, which is what we look to know with our territory.
Motion by David and Daniel. Motion by Daniel, second by David. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Number nine is to request board approval to advertise and accept sealed bids for Northeast 592nd. From U.S. 19 to Northeast 272, which we know as Chambers
Road.
Motion. Motion by Daniel.
Second.
Second by David. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Number 10, request board approval to allow Shelby Lindy, the Dixie County High School soccer coach, to conduct a soccer camp at Roy Ward Little League Field under FK Soccer from July 22nd, 2024 to July 26th, 2024. You guys have allowed this for the last 2 years.
Motion for discussion.
Got a motion, Mark.
Second.
Second by David. Any discussion? All in favor?
No, I got to talk.
All right.
Babe Ruth is looking at doing some travel ball. Have we looked at their schedule?
I did reach out to... President,
how
many
people
go over Babe Ruth?
Have
they had any conflicts during these dates?
Maybe not. Now, our regular soccer ball with Mike and them, ain't Mike still doing? I ain't positive. Have you reached out to any of them to see if there is a conflict? I mean, if it's just a vacant field, we need to do this.
4 days, and they don't start their season until October, I believe.
Okay. So basically, the field's sitting there doing nothing.
Correct.
And I think it's just like from 9 to 12.
Yeah. And there is a dedicated soccer field out there that the majority of this camp is conducted on that designated soccer field.
Okay. I'm good.
All in favor? Motion carried.
Okay, number 11, we request board approval to execute the airport property lease agreement between Dixie County and Todd Beggy. Mr. Beggy came by the office yesterday to review the contract and signed his portion, so if the board is in agreement,
Need a motion?
Motion.
Got a motion from Mark.
Second.
Second by David. Any discussion? All in favor?
Can I get someone else to maybe make that motion?
Yeah, I've tried my best not to.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Hatch needs to.
He's got a cough problem figure. All right, we're going to rescind that. We're sending that motion and second and start again.
Start again means motion.
Motion by Daniel.
I said second.
Second by David.
I did say second.
I'm sorry, it was why you have to wake
them
up.
No, I said
all in favor? Motion carried.
Number 12, we request board approval to execute the task work order from Lockwood to provide engineering services for the dredging of the town of Horseshoe Beach canal system in the amount of
$284,000. Motion. Motion with David.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Do we have these funds or are we getting that? Is that?
These funds are already been awarded to us, the money sitting in the bank for these projects.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay. Next page, number 13, we request board approval to execute the task work order from Walker to provide engineering services for the dredging of the town of Swanee canal system in the amount of $183,000.
Motion.
So motion Mark. Take it by David. Same question. We both are set.
Yeah. All part of the same funding that is already
been made. All in favor? Motion carried.
Number 14, request for approval to execute the task work order from Lockhart to provide engineering services for the Horseshoe Island Hurricane Repair Project in the amount of $198,000. And that is also funds that have been received.
Motion.
Got a motion with David.
Second
by Daniel. Any discussion?
Shirt Island. Miss Martha just corrected me. I don't know why I said horseshoe.
Okay,
Shirt
Island.
I was reading the shirt.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion?
I
did.
David made the motion. David seconded it. All in favor?
Okay, that's it on the action item. I do have a couple of informational items. Number one is to remind the board of the finance workshop that will be held on June 20th at 3 p.m. here in the board meeting room prior to that night meeting. Also a reminder of the FACT conference that will be held in Orlando on June 24th through the 28th. Mosquito control director update. I think I might have informed the board of where we stand on that. We did meet with Levy County County Manager as well as Levy County's mosquito control director. We were originally going to enter into an interlocal agreement for Levy County to provide us those services. After having that discussion, we determined that it would probably be best to just hire Mr. Matt Weldon, the Levy County Mosquito Control Director, as a part-time employee, the same way we had our previous Mosquito Control Director. He would just be a part-time employee and provide those services to us here for a set amount. That way we wouldn't have to have an interlocal agreement or anything. That was the cleanest, easiest way to go. We met with the Florida Department of Agricultural Services, who oversees the program. They felt like that was the best option. So we are currently just waiting on Levy County to issue a letter to Florida Department of Agriculture saying that they are okay with their full-time employee to have part-time employee in another county. So as soon as we get that information, we should be able to pick Mr. Matt up as an employee and start back up on the student control program. Just wanted to give you guys that update. I know you're getting questions about it. Any questions about that? Next thing is the Shady Oak Road cutout that the board approved at last meeting to have that section of road repaved should be happening as we speak. And then next thing I just want to bring up is there's been questions about the boat ramps and when to close them and when not to. We've talked a couple of different times. I've spoken to the attorney also and to Mr. Scott Garner. water, and it seems like Lee County, or just Gilchrist County? Gilchrist County is going to kind of adopt a procedure to just automatically close the boat ramps whenever the sea initiates the no-wake zone and the idle speed zone. And then once those restrictions are lifted, they will reopen them. I would just ask the board that we follow suit with that. That way we can be on the same page with our neighboring county and either give me or Chief Garner the authority to do that whenever we receive notification from FWC that they are initiating those no-wake zones.
I'm good with it.
I'm good with that.
Providing we're notified.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I want to add, I'd add something to that, though.
When they open and close, if we can't get a courtesy phone call, because our phones is the one that blows up.
And I think, Chief Garner, do you get those notifications from FWC?
Yes, it's an email form that FWC, when they go to 8.352, and it triggers them to know, and that goes from 340 to powders.
The next thing is how are we going to put the signs out? Who's going to put the signs out?
I'm going to make a suggestion to put some at the...
But he's got to know about it.
We have a notification to one road department on that.
Yeah. Right? Because you had to come in on a Friday.
Well, my suggestion on the signage is on most of...
That's why I'm talking. Yeah, but we got to get on the same page, and as long as we're all on the same page, I don't have an issue with that.
Yeah, if FWC doesn't notify until Friday evening or Friday to Saturday, I can't go and say, okay, well, we're going to do it Thursday.
Yeah, we can hypothetical everything to death, but all I'm asking is a clear across the board communication from to the board and to the road superintendent. That's all I'm asking for.
And I'd like to look into, Stevie, just getting some signs. Most of the parks that got boat ramps have got attendants. Just getting some signs to put with the attendant. And I think we got a couple that don't. But with all of those, you want to visit, all you got to do is pick up the phone and call the attendants and tell them to put the signs out. Try to save county money and time running back and forth like these ramps and minimize on the ones you got to go to. If we got enough extra signs to put at those locations.
Yeah, I agree with that. I like that.
So just to be clear, so we can have it in the record board, can we get that in an official vote given either myself or Chief Garner to have the authority to close those boat ramps based on the notification from FWC?
Me personally, I'd like to see the procedure wrote down. And then we'll do an ordinance or a resolution on it, advertise it like we're supposed to, and do it that way instead of sitting up here saying this and saying that.
We do have a idle speed ordinance. I did not review it prior to coming to the meeting. I will review it.
And you review it from Brown.
I think that'd be the appropriate place to possibly put it.
Madam Attorney, can you have something ready for the June 20th board
meeting? I will.
That's all I have,
Mr. Chairman. I don't have much. Y'all got anything? Thank you. Ms. Chayna? Thank you, Nick. Thank you.
Gentlemen. The Florida Crown Workforce, we've discussed this many times. We've had way too many meetings on this. They are once again trying to get an interlocal agreement drafted. All of the attorneys in this district now, we were combined with Alachua, as most of y'all will recall. Mm-hmm. And the way they initially wanted to combine it was basically Alachua was going to run everything and we were going to have very little say, or at least it seemed that way. They have come back with an agreement now that all of us attorneys in the districts, and that is Alachua, Bradford Union, Gilchrist, rather than me guess, I'll tell y'all exactly who it is.
Bradford, Columbia.
It's Alachua, Columbia, Bradford, Dixie, Gilchrist, and Union counties. all are in this new district they're calling District 27. Now, Alachua County will be kind of spearheading it even in this. They did change it. At one point, Alachua County wanted to have a 2-to-1 vote, basically giving everybody no vote. They have come back, and as it stands now, they're going, Alachua County will have 4 members on the workforce board. Columbia will have 3. Bradford, Dixie, Gilchrist, and Union will have 2 members each. So it's a little bit better. It's still not equal, but I think all of us have decided that this is about as where we're going to end up. So I brought it to y'all for y'all to consider tentatively approving it, pending getting the final draft of this agreement.
Okay.
I will bring y'all back the official, but if y'all would...
What did you say the motion was, Kevin?
Yeah, Alachua has 4, Columbia has 3, and then the rest of us have 2.
This is a state decision to make. Alachua County, this is the...
Yeah, they're kind of...
Yeah.
So what's your, you got 11, so you got to at least have a 65 vote?
They're saying on most things they're wanting at least a 51%. As contracts, they're saying a 75%.
What's their supermajority vote?
They did not break any of that down. Okay, and that's the good and bad of this as far as there's still issues in this contract or in this interagency agreement.
I have fought it since day one.
He's fighting it. Well, sounds like you don't know half of what you're fighting. So supermajority is going to mean a bunch.
Well, I understand.
So keep fighting it.
And Gilchrist has tentatively approved it also. Just so y'all do know, I haven't. There's been changes made by the attorneys, some of which have went forward and been made. Some of which have not been made. And of course, we're down to the wire. This has to be done. If it's not done, then the governor's going to basically do it anyway.
Here's
what we've been told.
Here's what I'm looking at. Supermajority is 4 Alachua and 3 Columbia. Your supermajority is on budget votes, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So automatically, you tie all your money up right there in them 2 counties, and then the other 2 votes don't really mean a whole hell of a lot.
No, it don't.
And that's what we've been fighting the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Is with this weighted vote, and they won't back off of it. I mean, we have fought this. This has been going on all year.
Over,
a couple years.
But ever since I come on this board, I've been fighting.
Yeah.
It has been a freaking nightmare. I believe we've had more meetings with them than I've had at any other meetings we've had. It's just continuous meetings. And the state has awarded them to be a facilitator of it, and it's, I fought it. I don't like no way to vote. I don't. It ought to be 1 vote for 1 county, and that's the way it ought to be. But the way I'm reading this, the way it sounds to me, if we don't go with it, the state's going to give it to them anyway. So
we've pretty much been told in the meeting, Mr. Paul was there and everything, that Alachua is going to be spearheading it. They're going to be the facilitator. They're going to be the money counter.
Florida Crown, right?
Yeah.
What's their job duties and responsibilities?
To aid our citizens.
In what? I mean...
Mr. Chairman,
do you know the job duties and responsibilities?
In fact, I was going to ask a question.
Can you please go to the podium, state your name, please, for the record?
Good morning. My name is Jeff Hardison. I'm a journalist, and normally I'd like to just watch things and see what y'all say in that. And then if I have to correct things, I'll just, you know, type it in. But here's the thing. You're calling it the Florida Crown Workforce, which may be the title on your, you know, complaints with all of the attorneys. Really, it's part of the many career source regions.
Mm-hmm.
Where I live, which is Levy County, Citrus, Levy, Marion, they didn't mess that up. They'd be in the state of Florida. Not that they messed it up. But, you know, that's editorializing. But anyway, you guys are sitting here, just as you have before, with the same issue, and you're saying, oh, but the governor's going to do this. Well, I guess he can do it. You know, we're in Florida. But so there's that. But here's the duties, which you asked. I've gone down this rabbit hole, come back up to answer your question. CareerSource, unless they change the law, the legislators do that too, is to provide employers with workers and workers with jobs. And that's the whole shooting match. Now, there's a lot of ways that they do it. CareerSource CLM, Citrus Levy Marion, has got it going on. Florida Crown, I worked at Lake City Reporter back when I wrote about them. You know, it was a different thing. They removed the office from Trenton. That's since, in the past 14 years, since hardestthing.com came into existence. But I'm giving you way more than what you need to know. The thing is, you got employers, you got workers. Their job is supposed to get them together. But they also offer training for employers. There's a lot more that we can go into. But that's the essence. So there's your answer.
Well, they also have people come in here when they're filling out applications, go to classes for jobs. They also
help employers. They always help employees.
And they help the employees fill out their correct paperwork, and they do summer programs for kids and stuff too.
Even more than that.
I was even thinking about, you know, pulling out of this, but when I went down, when I go down there, there's people, our citizens coming in there, and I don't want to do that.
Right.
It's really helpful. I wish we could join the other three counties over there, and that'd be wonderful.
Can we, and again, this is strictly, I'm neutral on it. Y'all get to make this
it's
decision.
It's been a nightmare.
What they are asking is that we tentatively approve this interlocal agreement, and it sounds like we're not wanting to tentatively approve anything at this point, mm-hmm. And if that's the case, then I'm okay with giving that answer back also.
Yeah.
And tell them we want it redrafted again, one county, one vote.
That's the way I would want it to get you. And that's the only fair way to do it.
You can't do one county, one vote. Maybe four counties.
Well, no, there's more than four counties.
There's more than
maybe y'all just told me that. Also, I had four. Columbia had three. We had two. And Gilchrist had two.
There's
four
counties. No, there's more counties.
There's Bradford, there's Union, there's Columbia.
Yeah.
How much does that cost?
Columbia has three.
So you just added two more counties?
No, there's Alachua has four. Columbia has three. Bradford, Dixie, Gilchrist, and Union have two.
So all of those counties there together don't really have one per county.
Mm-hmm. You still got a tie vote.
Three's
tie vote. You are. You just told six counties. You get one county per vote.
Now, did they base that on population, on how they got the voting? We can't change on that no way. So.
Four, five, six. This one they're given.
You got to have seven or five.
Yeah.
Seven on even number.
They got six counties listed, or they say seven. I'm looking to see how they... I didn't do their math for them.
No.
That there is six counties involved.
How do you think we had to appoint a commissioner? We had a lot of 2-2 votes. We don't get along well enough not to have four.
There is problems with this, so and it has been, and we are still, but they are pressuring to move forward. Again, like I said, I have no problem taking it back and telling them we got to work on it some more.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a lot of pressure to move forward with what they want it done by the end of the summer. Or within, actually. But that will be
I think we just want to stay there and we get a better option.
I will return that to them with that information. And that's all I have for y'all, gentlemen.
Hmm.
I'm falling to temptation, but anyway, here it is. The state fiscal year starts July 1. The other thing is, in the type of, you know, if you vote, for instance, if you had it today, you know how it goes. It doesn't. It's poof. Whatever the thing was, it just doesn't happen. So it's still a vote.
But it don't happen.
It just doesn't work out well, usually.
Right. That's why we have to get a fifth commission.
Ms. Barbie?
The only thing I wanted to let y'all know is we've been trying for a couple of years to get passports. And finally got approved Monday to start the process. So hopefully soon we will be able to offer passports.
Oh, wow.
Good deal.
Thank you.
Good deal.
Y'all have it.
I have a question. When you do go through the process, maybe transfer over in 80s and 30s, you've got going on. You cannot yet give out the brand new one. Like, let's say mine is fired, and I just come to you and say, I've got to get a new one.
Okay.
Are you going to go forward and try to do that?
When they're expired, you start over from scratch.
Right.
So what was your question?
Okay. So there's
going
to be, there's two kinds, renewals and
starting
over from scratch.
What's that? Yes. You want to keep saying you shouldn't up
there? Madam Clerk. I'm talking to you, not the county commissioner.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Have we got any public comments?
Can we skip the commissioner?
Commissioner Adam,
Dave.
I think it's been a very productive meeting, and everybody have a good rest of the week and be safe. All right.
Mark?
Yeah, out there at the Eugene Curve, I'd like for us to look at some stop signs with the red flashing lights. On both sides of the road, from City Oak side and the 55A side. I know they're expensive, but we just went through it in Swanee down yonder at the end of 349. That traffic system pick up heavy right there at 55A and 19. So I'd like for us to look at something there for a safety standpoint. I know we got a light up there, and also some of the small rumble strips on the 55A inside coming back down in the and that one lane to kind of remind people to stop at that. We've had a lot of fatalities there.
Mr. Greg, I have a question. I think you might know this. What would we need to do to get them reevaluate that area for possible lights? Because it is already bad, and we know there's been several fatalities there, and it is fixing to increase tremendously.
Make a quick visit to Mike's office and stuff.
Traffic study?
Yes, sir.
I'm thinking we might qualify once that gets up and running because of it's going to draw more people coming in by that intersection.
So anyway, I'd like for us to look at something other along those lines. Traffic study, caution lights is cost of stop signs is pretty expensive.
But I noticed they're coming off of 55A on 219. I'm not sure if it's working, but it has the flashing light there.
It does. It does. And we still have wrecks there. So.
But I'm saying the flashing stop sign was already there. We just have to make sure.
It ain't got a flashing stop sign. Miss Indy, you pass it every day.
The light and everything's mounted on top of the stop sign. I looked at it yesterday.
It's not working. Never. I've never seen it flash.
But it's there. It's working.
That's all I know.
David?
Yes. I've been in conversation with Miss Barbara Drown. Her husband passed away while scalping last summer out there in Horseshoe, I believe, with a heart attack. And his wife, Miss Barbara, and their best friend, Miss Tim Klein, is requesting to place a memorial bench in Horseshoe Park whenever we get it up and going again. And I'd like to make a motion to have that done.
Second.
Got a motion with David, second by Mark. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay.
I have a
couple more. I've had a citizen down there, and Gina would like to donate some of the cement work for a future project that maybe we may have at D-Track. I know a splash pad's going to be very high maintenance and stuff like that, so maybe we can look for some funds for a water slide or something like that down there. Somebody's wanting to donate all that work in the cement. I'd like for us to try to find some money to precipitate that. And Miss Martha.
Yes, sir.
I asked if you could find some funds for maybe, you know, financially strapped counties like us, like a rock crusher or something like we need. Maybe after we get through our budget and we get all that done, maybe we could look in maybe leasing one or something like that on that one. Maybe get some funding somehow, because we really do need one. And that's all I have.
So I got a couple things. One is, it ain't my district. Jamie's not here. I've been receiving a lot of calls on where we cut those highways into and put them patches in there with lime rock. I think we need to go ahead and maybe we can get a truckload of coal patch and let's just cut it out and put it all the way across it or something so that it ain't getting knocked out like it is. Cause, I mean, that coal patch will hold if you put it in there right. I mean, what do you think, Stevie? It'd be quicker than trying to pull concrete or something, wouldn't it? We got to do something, because if we're getting into the rainy season, I know.
Yeah, it's sticky and bad.
Yeah.
Do we need a motion on that?
Could we buy a load of, a dump truck load of asphalt? I put it in by hand before. I mean, look at their cheapest auction, cold patch, you're getting some asphalt and putting a couple inches on top of it or something. Paul, can we look into that?
Yeah, we got
to do something somewhere on. The other thing is...
We've got a quote on those, sir. We will initially cut them out, and we're hoping to get them paid back during the time they were doing 305. And it was,
I understand that, but that's done come and gone, and they still sitting there, and ain't nothing moving, so we got to get something done.
Yeah. We got a new pass forward now. Kevin Lamar.
Yes, sir.
Just done a read for us. We can touch with him and see.
I know when I do the state roads, they require to be paved. A lot of times I just go over a dump truck and put some in the back of it, and I'll bring it up and dump it out and roll it out and roll it with the truck. Good. The other thing is the Wayne Bell Clyde Jones Road, where it tees at the dead end, when it tees down there, mm-hmm. They people keep running in that man's yard. He wants some signs or barricade or something up there. There's nothing at the end of it. I'd like to get something put up there. And, Paul, one more thing. I want to request getting the price from Central Florida Electric on what it would cost to put some lighting along 349 just in the Purvis Landing 349 intersection where those businesses are right there. We've had several fatalities right there in that area. Maybe getting a few lights along the road right there just in that business type district right there. Because, I mean... that would help save somebody's life. I'd like to know how much it would cost the county for us to put a couple lights along that area right there to light that up. And that's all I got.
You said
$40,
man. $60
a piece. Anybody else got anything? Well, I think we've had a very good meeting today. I was going to try to do it less than an hour, but we didn't get her done, but... appreciate everybody coming out, and I think everything went well, and call the meeting adjourned.
Public.
Motion to adjourn. Motion to David.
Public.
Huh?
Public comment.
I thought I'd just ask. Anybody else got anything out there? Public comment? I thought I already asked that. Kids. Anyway, David made the motion. Thank you, my Daniel, all in favor. Meeting adjourned. No, I got something. So I only take pay. I got you.
Do that, sir.
See?
Yeah, you got.